In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
And we go live to AccuWeather's World Headquarters meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Joseph, good morning.
Hello there. Good morning, Larry. You sound that with you say that with a little bit of hesitancy.
No. Quick question. So, National Weather Service, as you know, posted a flood watch. And looking at the radar, it looks like the bulk of the heaviest rain now is going to move through the city here through the morning hours. Then we should have a stretch where I'm not seeing a lot behind it. So, what's the deal?
I think there'll be several hours later this morning and probably through the early part of the afternoon where not much happens at all. Wouldn't even be shocked if there were some breaks of sun, believe it or not. But there's an area of low pressure that's moving through the northern portions of Indiana and into northern Ohio toward Lake Erie. And the air mass underneath it's going to be warm and unstable. And I think that that's going to give rise to some thunderstorms that could produce some flooding downpours, gusty winds, and even some hail. So there's a marginal risk for severe weather for southwest Pennsylvania. And that includes our area. I'm not saying it's going to be severe, but I think that therein lies the concern for some flooding downpours.
Yeah, there where you mention anything severe, obviously after 3 weeks ago, everybody's ears yes. perk up.
Yeah, I think gusty winds and hail would be the concerns, and of course flooding downpours. Then after that, I just think we're going to deal with rain and drizzle through the overnight hours, but that particular rain won't be enough to cause flooding. It's all going to be concentrated on really what happens in that, say, 3 to 7 or 8 o'clock window in terms of heavy thunderstorms that roll through.
Yeah, we got a Pirates game today. And it looks like, I don't think they'll
have a problem. Is that a daytime game?
Yeah. So
they may be able to get that in without any problems.
Yeah, I think so. Our anchor man's going. He's all fired up. I didn't want him to have to wear one of those babushkas in the crowds. That said,
well, you may need that, though, for tomorrow and for Friday, because it's not going to be warm. After today, we'll be up near 70 today. Forget about it after that. Temperatures are going to be in the 50s tomorrow
Come on,
and
man.
Again on Friday.
And that, what about Saturday, Sunday, Monday for the big 3-day holiday?
I think there's going to be a lot of clouds Saturday, maybe a shower. Hopefully we'll see some sun in the afternoon, but forget about warmth. Low 60s, mid-60s, about the best we can hope for, I think, on Monday, Memorial Day. This is a cool weather pattern, and I don't see this ending through the end of the month and even into the beginning days of June.
So if you stand next to the barbecue, that's the only way to stay warm
outside.
Yeah, there
you go. That's a good idea.
All right, Joseph, thank you.
All right, stay warm.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's World Headquarters.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.